How's it going? This is Braden with Noble Sports Guys coming back to you. I apologize for last week. Life happens, as you know. And as much as I would love to say my life revolves around football and sports in general, I would have a wife and daughter who disagree and would get angry if I said that. Just kidding. They wouldn't get angry, but like I said, I do have a daughter and wife that I love to tend to and make happy as well on top of this. And I'm also a college student, just finished my third semester at Purdue, finished with straight A's. I'm super pumped about that. But it's been a lot of fun. And I'm sorry it's been taking so long to get back to these interviews and podcasts. But here we go. It's a new start. All right. So before we get into today's podcast, there's a couple of things I want to talk about. First thing, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've interviewed a couple of stellar athletes who play in the WFA. If you don't know what the WFA is, it's the Women's Football Association. Give them a listen. Go follow them. Go watch their Facebook videos. Their season starts next week, and I'm super pumped. We have a team here in Vegas, and it looks like we're going to try to plan to go to their first home opener, which is on the 8th of May, which is just a week from Saturday. It's gonna be fun. So give them a listen, give them a like. Like last week, I interviewed Shay of the Richmond Black Widows. That was such a fun interview. It wasn't the typical, it had a lot of typical questions like, hey, why did you start playing football? But we also got into just life in general, who her favorite football team was, college and professional. And it was a lot of fun. And then, of course, you know the Lois Cook interview. That was a lot of fun as well. If you don't follow her already on TikTok, I recommend doing it. Penny even makes an appearance on her TikTok. So there's always that. But before we get into that, like I announced on my Instagram and Facebook, and if you don't follow those pages, please follow them. That's how I update you when new episodes are out. And also when I have new merchandise out and when I have giveaways. I do giveaways occasionally. It just depends on my budget. I am a full-time college student and full-time dad and full-time worker. So obviously budgeting is key in my life right now. So if you don't follow those, please follow them. It's Noble Sports Guy on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm also on LinkedIn, but on LinkedIn you won't find Noble Sports Guy. You'll just find me under Braden Toro. Now, I announced last week that I would start to branch off of just focusing only on the NFL. When I first started, it was great. I had a lot of content I could talk about. Then I realized, okay, there is a huge period of time when there is no NFL, there is no college football, like there is other sports. Now I can either start interviewing people, which I'm doing that as well, or I can start focusing on other sports. So that being said, I've decided that there aren't very many male podcast hosts who try to focus on women's sports in general, hence why I've started interviewing women athletes, stellar athletes at that, and I will continue to do so. That being said, I am a girl dad, and when that movement took place, if you don't know the girl dad movement, I'm sure it happened before, but when Kobe Bryant died in the beginning of 2020, as you know, Kobe has four daughters. One of his daughters was tragically killed with him on that helicopter. There was a hashtag that was started, hashtag girl dad. I have that shirt. It's just something that's weighed heavy on my mind, being a girl dad. I want Penny to have every opportunity to play whatever sport or do whatever she wants and not feel like she's an outcast for it. So hence why I'm starting to interview women athletes and start bringing more coverage to women's sports with my small platform that I have. So that's just kind of what's going on. And if you are a girl dad or girl mom, my wife was quick to point that out. I did release new merchandise. It says hashtag girl dads are awesome, hashtag girl moms are awesome. I may have to put out hashtag boy moms and boy or boy dads and see how that works. But those are the merch that I just recently released. So let's get on to today's episode before I veer off too much. Since the NFL draft is tomorrow through Saturday, I decided to preview the first round. Like, who doesn't want another first round preview? I know there's so many of them, and I'm going to have some interesting takes, and I'm excited. I was hoping to get the guys on Soarin' Sports on here, but we are, like I said, we work. This isn't our primary job. As much as we would love this to be our only job, we still have to pay the bills and do other things. So they have work and other obligations. So hopefully I will be able to get them on here again soon. But if not, go give them a listen. They're doing some amazing stuff over there. And I recently just hosted an episode with Alan about the NHL trade deadline. And they are on YouTube now. So give them a follow, give them a listen, get it done. All right, so before we get into the nitty-gritty of the NFL draft, which starts tomorrow, which I'm so excited, but the only problem is my Seahawks only have three draft picks, which is pretty rough, but we've been known to make moves happen. I don't think our first draft is until Saturday. I think we have later round draft picks, which you can find hidden gems. I will say Russell Wilson was a third round draft pick. Tom Brady was a sixth round draft pick. So you can find gems amongst the rough. So, or diamonds amongst the rough, I guess is how the saying goes. So the Seahawks have the least amount and the Eagles have the most picks this playoff or this draft. They have 11. So it's going to be interesting. But before we get into that, there was some breaking news this afternoon while I was at work. Teddy Bridgewater is no longer a Carolina Panther. We knew his time was coming to an end as the Panthers were looking to either draft a quarterback in the draft because there is a lot of talent there or just try to sign someone in free agency. They decided to trade Teddy Bridgewater to the Broncos. Now, Braden Wilson, my buddy at Soarin' Sports, is a Broncos fan. And we've been talking about this a lot. I will say I don't think Locke was given optimal opportunity to grow in his situation because it was kind of rough last year with COVID and all, and a lot of the Broncos being hurt. So, but it kind of looks like his season may or his career may be coming to an end. Maybe as a backup, but my theory is maybe they're still giving him a chance to grow with bringing in a veteran quarterback who could start off right away, as Teddy Bridgewater is a pretty solid starter. So that trade happened and they got a sixth round out of it, the Panthers did. So we'll see what they do in the first round. Let's go in drafting order. All right. So the first overall pick is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I will say one and two are pretty much set in stone. It's very hard to decide or to vary from those two picks. We know Jacksonville is going to get a quarterback. That's their missing piece. They've got a lot of young talent and Robinson at running back and some stellar young wide receivers. Now, Trevor Lawrence looks like to be the first overall pick, which isn't a bad bet. He had a pretty solid career at Clemson. Sorry, I had a brain fart. So he had a pretty stellar career at Clemson, and he should be able to hopefully make that transition to pros. Now the Jets have the second overall pick. They are kind of a dumpster fire of a team, and I feel bad, but we all know that they're going to jump on the Zach Wilson train. Now I know I've gotten a lot of flack because I've said I don't think Zach Wilson will amount to very much. As much as a BYU fan that I am, I just don't know. I think New York is not a good opportunity for Zach Wilson. Sam Darnold is not a bad quarterback, and he just kind of got shafted with the Jets because they didn't sign an offensive line. They didn't give him weapons and expected him to succeed. So that's tough. Now, number three is the San Francisco 49ers. That is a team that I would gladly let them keep playing with Jimmy G because Jimmy G is a joke. He should not be a starter. He's average at best. But as long as Jimmy G is in the picture, At least I know my Seahawks can win because their defense can only get them so far. That being said, I believe they are going to draft a quarterback. And I know Kyle Shanahan wants Mac Jones of Alabama, but I don't think that's going to happen because everyone else wants Trey Lance. Now, watching the videos on Trey Lance out of North Dakota State, he only played one game in 2020. So it's interesting that he is a top three draft pick, but I could see him doing some stellar things, especially with Kittle and the run game that they have, and their defense is stellar. But we'll see. It's kind of hard for rookie quarterbacks to automatically transition and being well. It's happened a few times, but I think most rookie quarterbacks need about a year or two to progress and be able to play well. So that's the third pick. Going on to the fourth pick, which is the Falcons. I'm still convinced that the Falcons are going to probably trade this pick, but if they don't, you kind of got to get the best player on board. Now, Matt Ryan may be on the dwindling part of his career, but he is still a top-tier quarterback. Sorry, my throat was getting parched there. So I would say the best option for them, because they have Julio Jones, they have the wide receiver core. They need a stellar tight end. And at number four, there's most likely still going to be that tight end at Florida who killed it, Kyle Pitts. I think that'll help the Falcons immensely because Jones won't have all the pressure on him, and Kyle Ridley will also not have all the pressure on him. They'll add another weapon, and hopefully the Falcons can go back to their winning days and give Matt Ryan a ring, because Matt Ryan deserves a ring. The Bengals are number five, and a lot of people say they're going to draft Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU, but I don't think it's going to happen because the Bengals need an offensive line. Clearly, they need an offensive line because look at what happened to Burrow. He went down with a really nasty injury, so they need an offensive line. I'm going to say they draft the offensive tackle out of Oregon. Swellow, I believe is his name. I think he'll go number five. Now, don't quote me on that, but we have known teams that they necessarily don't draft what they need. They draft the best available player. And with that being said, I think Ja'Marr Chase is a pretty stellar wide receiver, and he played with Joe Burrows in LSU. So we'll see how that goes. The Miami Dolphins are next, and I think Tua will still be given an option, and he will be reunited with one of his wide receivers from Alabama. Talking about Jalen Waddle, he will be the sixth overall pick because I think that's really what the Dolphins are missing. They've got the pretty stellar defense. They've got options. They just need to keep going. They were only a game or two out of the playoff picture last year, and with the Patriots being on the down end of their dynasty, I think the East is up for grabs. I think it's going to be between them and the Bills, but we'll see how that happens. Detroit, the dumpster fire of the NFC, is next. And with their trade, they got Goff. They got a couple other players this offseason. I think they need a stellar linebacker. Linebackers can make and break a team. I think people forget that. Like, look, Bobby Wagner is still arguably the best middle linebacker in the game, with others coming close to him, but he is Mr. Reliable. So I think the Lions are going to take Micah Parsons out of Penn State. Dude was stellar. I know there was some controversy with him. If you don't know what I'm talking about, there was someone who accused him of hazing a student or something along those lines. I only found out through TikTok. Come to find out, it was a disgruntled. It wasn't even a student. It was a player who didn't get playing time, and it looks like this was his way to get back at the Penn State team. He made these false allegations against Micah and a couple other players, and nothing came of it because clearly Micah's still a top 10 pick in the draft, but we'll see if that plays an effect. Now we just talked about the Carolina Panthers. They did get Sam Darnold. I forgot about that. They did trade. So we knew that Teddy Bridgewater's time was coming to an end. Sam Darnold, I don't know if he's the option, but I wouldn't be surprised to see the Panthers take Justin Fields out of Ohio State and have a two-quarterback competition and kind of let them grow and get better with each other. So I think that's what's going to happen with number eight. Number nine is the Broncos. Now, a lot of people having them get a defensive player. I know they just traded for Bridgewater, but I think they're going to take a quarterback. I think they're going to take Mac Jones. They've got to. They've got the talent on offense and defense. They need a quarterback to lead their team. So we'll see. But that's my pick, is Mac Jones at number nine out of Alabama. Number 10 is the Dallas Cowboys. They're going to need to start upgrading their line to make sure Prescott doesn't get hurt again. So they're going to take the offensive tackle out of Northwestern, Rashawn Slater. Dude was stellar. I know being an offensive lineman isn't always the most pretty thing, but they make or break the game. So we'll see that happen. Now at number 11, the Giants are on the clock. They probably ideally would have wanted Micah Parsons, but like I said, he went at number 7. And with them needing some help on defense, I think they're getting Kawhi Pi out of Michigan. Dude is stellar, probably one of the best pass rushers in this draft, and it would really help the Giants. The Giants have made some moves this offseason, so we'll see how they finish, especially with the NFC East being the NFC East. It could be anyone's game there. All right, so we're getting through this first round. Number 12, we've got the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we know the Eagles got Darius Slay, but they also need to have someone that can be able to help him on the other side. With that being said, I think they will take the corner out of Alabama, Patrick Sutton II. I think that'll really boost their defense. And like I said, the NFC East will be competitive with all three teams. It really doesn't surprise me. Now, on the clock is the Los Angeles Chargers. A lot of people having them take Swell, the Oregon offensive tackle. But I think their line's pretty stellar. They're probably going to go with Ja'Marr Chase out of LSU. I think they're going to take a wide receiver, really help Herbs have that weapon, that 1-2 punch, and really help the Chargers get past that hump, which is the Kansas City Chiefs. On the clock next is the Minnesota Vikings. They need a line. They need a whole bunch of things. Now, lucky for them, there is a pretty stellar offensive guard for the taking out of UFC. They're going to take Elijah Vera Tucker, and that'll really help Kirk Cousins not die this year. Now, a lot of people think Mac Jones is going to fall all the way to 15. I don't believe that for a second. I think the Patriots do need a quarterback, but they're not going to get one that they want. I'm going to surprise people. If they do draft a quarterback, I think they take the quarterback out of Florida, Kyle Trask. Dude was stellar, played more competition than Zach Wilson, so I could see him going at number 15. Number 16, most people have Devontae Smith going to the Arizona Cardinals, which surprises me with Larry Fitzgerald still there, with DeAndre Hopkins there. I don't know if they need another wide receiver, but it would definitely help. Thank you, Pete. Can you say hi? That is Penny making her appearance today. How are you?
What's that?
That is your pants. Why did you take your pants off?
That's
did you poop?
Poop.
Oh, okay. Well, someone's telling me that she pooped, so we might have to take a pause and come back. So after I change her diaper, we will come back. All right, we are back. Sorry about that. The Raiders are on the clock. My hometown, the Las Vegas Raiders. They really need some stellar defense to step up, especially with Gus Bradley being their new defensive coordinator. This will really help them. So they're going to draft Trayvon Moehrig out of TCU. Now, I think 17 is a good spot to stop. I could just keep going on and on and on and bore you with all these picks, or you can go and look at it yourself. Now, obviously, it's going to be a surprise who gets drafted where, but I think there is a lot of talent that is going to go around. And I'm excited to see what happens with this draft. And if you guys have any questions or concerns, please hit me up via my email, noblesportsguy@gmail.com, or shoot me a message on Facebook, Instagram, or even Twitter. I will answer you. And if there's anyone that you want me to interview, anyone who comes to mind, send them my way. I'd be happy to interview them and give them a little bit of time to spotlight themselves. Well, like always, stay classy, Las Vegas. Bye.